Pediatric Infantile Hemangioma by All-Star Medics. Lesson Objectives. Learners should be able to define IH, recognize complications, perform investigations, start propranolol therapy safely, monitor for side effects, and counsel caregivers. Description. Infantile hemangiomas are the most common vascular tumors in infants, affecting about 4%. They appear within the first few weeks of life, grow rapidly initially, and continue slow proliferation for 6 to 12 months. Most do not require intervention, but 15% develop complications like obstruction, ulceration, or disfigurement. Investigations. Baseline tests include full blood count, blood glucose, urea, electrolytes, thyroid and liver function tests, ECG and echocardiography. Infants with more than 5 cutaneous lesions should have a liver ultrasound. MRI is indicated for complex or deep lesions. Indications for propranolol. Propranolol is indicated for IH causing vision compromise, airway obstruction, nasal blockage, lip involvement with functional risk, auditory canal involvement, ulceration, risk of permanent disfigurement, spinal cord compression, or liver IH in conjunction with cutaneous lesions. Contraindications. Absolute contraindications are recent or ongoing hypoglycemia, second or third degree heart block, and hypersensitivity. Relative contraindications include frequent wheezing or abnormal heart rate or blood pressure. Treatment should be supervised by a pediatrician. Dosing and administration. Start with 1 mg per kg day in 3 divided doses in week 1, increasing to 2 mg per kg day in week 2. If response is inadequate after 4 weeks without adverse effects, escalate to 3 mg per kg day in 3 divided doses. Give with or shortly after food. Temporarily withhold during significant vomiting or intercurrent illness to avoid hypoglycemia. Side effects and monitoring. Common side effects include bradycardia, hypoglycemia, hypotension, heart failure, bronchospasms, peripheral vasoconstriction, weakness, fatigue, and sleep disturbances. Monitor heart rate, blood pressure, glucose, and signs of heart failure. Follow-up and therapy duration. Reassess 4 weeks after initiation. Continue therapy beyond the proliferative phase to prevent rebound growth. Risk of rebound declines after 17 months. Temporarily discontinue propranolol during reduced oral intake or wheezing requiring treatment. Caregivers should be educated about administration, monitoring, and potential side effects. Summary. IHs are common vascular tumors with a mostly benign course. Complicated cases require propranolol therapy with careful monitoring and caregiver education. Early recognition, appropriate investigations, and adherence to dosing and follow-up protocols improve outcomes.